On this final Monday of April, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get a read on tax collections and the status of how to check on our state refund following tax day. The State Revenue Department published its March revenue collections data Friday. We'll check that out as well. State sales tax collections showing strong continued growth compared to March last year. Corporate tax revenue was also way up last month. We'll ask about what's going on there. And get to your questions, 800-642-1234. Peter Barca is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Secretary Barca, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Kate. Great to be back with you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's start on tax day. How, you know, a week ago, how soon should tax filers expect their refunds?
Well, assuming that they do not have any mistakes put on their form, and especially if they file electronically, normally we can turn those around within 10 days. And in most cases, even faster than that. So things have been going very smoothly this tax season. I know our tax operations staff have been very positive about things overall, and we're feeling very good. Obviously, for the average Wisconsin taxpayer, it's a great year because on average, we're giving $1,074 in refund checks to people. So it's a good tax year.
So how can a person check the status of their filing? Is that possible?
Well, sure. We actually have online, you can go check the status of my tax refund. So that's, you know, something that people can always do and see where it's at in process. Or they can call our customer service helpline. If they just Google Wisconsin Department of Revenue and call in, we can give an update, but we would prefer that they not call unless it's been over a week and a half, because it does take a little while for it to process, and we don't want to flood our lines.
What typically?
But if it's been a couple weeks, they should call in.
What typically would speed up or slow down that refund?
Speeding it up would be if you file electronically. That's the best by far, because there's much less chance of errors that way. If people file in paper, oftentimes our scanners can't pick up on those, and we have what we call people who are data validators have to go through and match up and try and decipher what the numbers are on the form, and that can slow things down. If, let's say, you forgot to include information, or if the amount of money you say you receive from your employer is different from what they filed, that could slow it down too. So obviously, if there's any kind of mistakes, or if you left off information, then, you know, somebody from our customer service would be calling to, you know, ask you questions, and or they would be sending you a letter. Actually, they wouldn't call you. They would send you a letter to let you know that we'd be calling you. If you get a call without a letter first, then that probably is a scam. But then we have to recontact somebody in order to get that proper information.
Do you feel you have enough staff to process returns in a timely manner?
Oh, we do. No, we had a good tax year. Every year we actually bring in limited term employees, and we're always looking for people. So if people want to work part-time during the tax season, it's harder than ever to find people these days with the workforce being really tight. But we did well overall, and our processing really could not have gone more smoothly this year.
Peter Barca with us, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. We're getting a read on tax season and looking at year-over-year growth in certain tax collection areas, what it means for the fiscal health of our state. Taking your questions as well, 800-642-1234. Let's look at those March revenue collections report that was just published Friday. Sales tax still really strong, up about 12.7% compared to March last year. Is that to be expected?
Well, that's our economists at the Department of Revenue tell us that's the best barometer of how the economy is going, looking at sales tax. So being above 12% is really a healthy place to be. But across the spectrum, Kate, we're doing extremely well in revenue. In fact, you know, we're in the best shape we've been in fiscally in more than a half century. We've got a huge surplus. And, you know, I think back to when I was elected back to the legislature in 2008, we had structural deficits as far as the eye could see. Now we have structural surpluses to the point that, you know, we're expecting to have $3.8 billion at the end of this biennium. So we're in just an extremely strong shape. The economy is going very well. The Governor Evers had planned for a Badger bounce back through sending money back that we had gotten from the federal government to help businesses and individuals and other organizations. And it's worked extremely well. So we're just feeling very positive about that.
What do you think stands out to you? What accounts for that complete total fiscal turnaround, do you think, over a little over a decade?
Well, I think there's a number of different things. I think that, you know, on a bipartisan basis, there's been efforts made to try to control our expenditures, set up a rainy day fund, which incidentally is completely full at this point. You can only have 5% of your total revenue, and that's full, and we still have an extra $3 billion. But I think the second thing was the efforts the governor made on the Badger bounce back with the idea that we were very worried going into the recession caused by the pandemic in terms of whether or not businesses would be able to survive at the other end of the pandemic, whether individuals who were having trouble meeting rent or making student loan payments and, you know, the federal government giving stimulus dollars was very important. But then in addition to that, you know, Wisconsin was number one in the country in terms of returning those dollars to businesses and individuals and nonprofit organizations in order to get a strong Badger bounce back. And it's worked brilliantly, quite frankly. So, you know, we couldn't feel more positive about that.
Just teasing apart those March revenue collections a bit more, why are corporate taxes up about 42% year over year for March?
Well, that, you know, we are surprised at the growth in corporate revenue that it's been sustained for, you know, about 3 years now, that it just keeps rising, which is terrific. I think that it probably is due to a number of factors, but the more recent ones is just a reflection of the economy as a whole. The fact that, purchasing by consumers has been extremely high throughout the pandemic. And I think that certainly helps a great deal. Manufacturing, in particular, is back to employment levels preceding the pandemic. So we're actually have more people working now than we did in the beginning of the pandemic. So I think a strong economy, you know, certainly helps corporations, and we can see that that impact when you look at the more recent corporate numbers.
Do you imagine that could perhaps cool off in the future as you look at inflation being at a 40-year high and the Labor Department saying the Consumer Price Index has jumped 8.5% in the last year? What impact might inflation have?
Well, inflation will certainly have somewhat of an impact. Now, obviously, the Federal Reserve will be meeting, and they're going to increase interest rates, and that will slow down the economy somewhat. I mean, that's the overall goal. You don't want to have inflation rates at 8% because that does, you know, cut into people's personal income that they have to support their family. That's part of the reason, quite frankly, Kate, why the governor called a special session. He wanted to his goal is to return $150 to every single Wisconsinite that pays taxes, be $600 for a family of four to help them through inflation. And we think that would have a positive impact on the economy if people, you know, especially in those middle and lower middle income categories, had some assistance that would help them to get through this inflationary period until the Fed's efforts, take hold and we do see inflation begin to drop to a lower level. It's stabilized at this point, but we really want to see it drop. So the governor feels very strongly that if we could come back in special session, give people that rebate, we still would have a huge surplus, but that would do something very positive about, you know, helping people through the inflationary period that we're at.
Any chance you think the legislature would do that, would come back into session to give that rebate?
Well, up until now, they've been unwilling to do that. And, however, I think as they see the numbers grow in terms of the surplus, I think they may have to rethink that because obviously, you don't want to sit on that type of money. I know 2 years ago in Governor Walker's last biennium, his governor, he proposed a similar type strategy, and the legislature, in fact, did enact that. So as these numbers grow, I think they're going to hear from their constituents, and they're going to become more impatient and say, wait a second here, that's our money sitting there. It's not helping to have, you know, over a $3 billion surplus plus the rainy day fund. So you ought to come back and help us out here during these tough times.
Well, circling back to that average tax filer getting $1,074 this tax season in refund, where is that the bulk of that refund coming from, being triggered by? Like, what, you know, why is that size the size of the refund?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because of a couple factors, Kate. One is that you know, we've had big tax cuts in the course of the last biennium. The governor, of course, had proposed when he ran to give a 10% tax credit for middle-income taxpayers. That's actually been over 15%. So that helps to create part of it. And plus, personal income is up. Mm. We're seeing people making more money as well. And now we've adjusted the withholding tables, though, going forward, mm-hmm. so that people are able to keep more money, you know, in their weekly checks. But until we're but during that period, we had the income tax decreases before withholding kicked in. People were paying extra dollars into the system, and they're getting it back now in the form of a refund check. And that's why that refund checks are over $1,000. And that's a real plus for people. But also having the withholding tables cut is a plus, because that means that going forward now, starting in January, people will be able to have more money available week by week. It amounts to over $550 for the average taxpayer that they'll be paying less, and $1,200 for the average family of four.
Revenue Secretary Peter Barca with us on state tax collections, the financial position of our state, and return processing after tax day. Join in on Wisconsin's fiscal health, taxes, unclaimed property, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more State Cap here in the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Revenue Department administers our state tax system, provides the revenue to fund state and local government services. Federal stimulus dollars help send sales tax revenue surging in the pandemic. Now with record high inflation, we're keeping an eye on that. Join in with your tax questions, 800-642-1234. Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, with us for about 9 more minutes. Joe is with us in Chippewa Falls with a question. Joe, hi, go ahead.
Good morning. I'm calling about the lottery tax credit. I live with an elderly parent as a caregiver, so I do not currently live in my primary home. But I was notified by your department, therefore I need to return several hundred dollars in lottery tax credits because I'm living with an elderly parent and not living in my own home. And I believe that law was probably intended for landlords. Could you please comment?
Joe, thank you. Secretary.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. And, you know, it is intended for people's primary homes to get the lottery credit. And so if you currently don't own your own home, then unfortunately you don't qualify. But if you have a home, let's say that you are just temporarily away from, maybe there is something that we can take a look at. So I would suggest calling our customer service helpline at 608-266-2486, or Google Wisconsin Department of Revenue Customer Service, so you can get that number. But you know, if you own a home and let's say you just are away for a month or two to take care of your mother, that would be one factor. But if you sold it and you now live with her, it really goes just for the person that owns that home, generally speaking. The good news is that we've given the highest lottery property tax credit that we've given in history. Our 33 years history of the lottery, it is the highest ever.
Can you explain what it is?
38% increase.
Yeah. Can you explain, give us a little context as to what this lottery property tax credit is?
Yes, absolutely, Kate. In fact, when the legislature, and I was there, it was my first term of the legislature back in the late 80s when we passed the bill to create the lottery. The goal was to use the money that we made through the lottery, you know, over and above what we paid out in prizes and paid to retailers, to send back to help people to afford to be able to stay in their own homes in Wisconsin. And so the idea was that a credit would be given to each primary homeowner so that you could have a credit on your bill each and every year. And so it offsets the property taxes that you have to pay. So we look at how much money we bring in and what our net is after we've paid out prizes and retailers and whatever's left there, we put into a property tax credit that the Department of Revenue we administer and send out, and it goes right in your property tax bill. So it reduces that property tax bill, you know, somewhere about $170, you know, each year. And like I said, this year was the best ever because we nearly hit $900 million in revenues this past year in the lottery. So we're on a roll. Things are going real well from that perspective.
All right. We have Jim in Ashland County called, couldn't stay with us. And Jim said that they live in a rural area, no computer access, had a really difficult time submitting their tax forms. And Jim said they waited on the phone for an hour, but said this was the first time they didn't receive the tax forms in the mail and wanted to know if your agency, the Revenue Department, will no longer be sending tax forms by mail. And if so, Jim says it is creating access issues in rural areas that lack internet access.
Well, a couple things on that, Jim. We appreciate you calling in, and sitting in line for an hour is highly unusual. On average, when you call our customer service line, you know, our average hold time is about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So unless the computers were down that particular day, which we've only had happen about 2 or 3 times this past year, you know, you normally should never have to wait that long. And please don't ever hesitate to call back to that customer service line. And we did mail out, you know, tens of thousands of forms. So if you call our customer service line, you say you cannot have access or you cannot print them, we will mail them out, and we have. So we definitely understand people that, you know, that let's say don't have, you know, connection to the internet or don't have access to it, or maybe people who are limited income, you know, can't afford to have a computer or a printer. We totally understand that, and we make them available. So, you know, I'm not sure what happened in your circumstances, but don't ever hesitate to call us in that respect. Very important to us that our goal at the Department of Revenue is to be customer service friendly and to help people to comply with their taxes. And that's something we take great pride in. In fact, when you open your computer every morning, Kate, that's what you see on your screen is the values of the Department of Revenue and our goal to be customer service friendly. So the only other thing I would say to Jim, though, the good news is that in this past budget, the governor invested more in internet access than all the previous years combined. So we're working overtime to try to make that a priority for the state of Wisconsin so that, you know, people do not have that problem of internet access.
Talking with Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, Peter Barka. Let's go to Louie now in Oconto. Louie, hi. You're on with the Secretary.
Hello. I have two things. One is I've been listening to the program. I think it's great to call your congressperson and also maybe even write a letter to the editor to ask for that tax cut that the governor is proposing with all that money that we're sitting on, boy, and $600 for a family, that's huge coming into our economy. But the second thing I also want to say, so do your part, everybody, call your congressperson. But also, when I called in with my tax questions, I was amazed. Sometimes I was answered right away or within a minute or so. I'm just amazed that Wisconsin does just a fantastic job. So thank you for your great organization.
Louie, thank you for that. And Secretary, that must feel very good knowing that Louie had such immediate customer service there.
Well, Louis, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And, that is our goal. So it's good to hear. We're not perfect, but we do very well. I'm very proud of our staff. The fact that they do prioritize that. One more thing, though, if you don't mind, I just want to mention, you want to call your state legislator, Louis, not your congressman. It's the state legislators that make that decision of whether or not they're going to come back in the special session. But thank you, Louis. I think it is important. Letter to the editor would be good. Call and just say that don't sit on that money. He's got it exactly right, Kate.
We have less than a minute left, but I just want to turn our attention to Thursday's virtual public hearing, to gather input on proposed changes to the definition of active duty and guidance on military pay. Can you explain what's at issue here in this rule change?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for asking, Kate. It's something that, General Paul Knapp, the head of the National Guard, worked very closely with Governor Evers on, something we've been trying to do for decades, which is to exempt active duty military pay from taxation. And this is something that people may not realize, it actually will help our workforce. But the goal is oftentimes people in active duty, when they're sent to Fort Bragg or other forts around the country for active duty, they would give up their Wisconsin citizenship while they're in the military to avoid, having to pay income taxes to the state of Wisconsin since they weren't actually living here. Mm. And our goal is to say, let's salute the men and women in uniform. Let's not have them pay taxes while they're in active duty. But then secondly, let's make sure they keep their Wisconsin citizenship then and move back here after they've completed their military service. So that's the goal. It was passed as part of the budget process, and this rule is implementing what was passed by the legislature at the request of Governor Evers and Secretary Paul Knapp.
Secretary Barca, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. Oh, it's great to be on your show. It's wonderful to see people calling in from all over the state. And thanks for the opportunity.
Take care. Peter Barca, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.